Well, it's contemporary realism again, which is pretty much what it's been for a long time. And I guess basically I'd say the grass is back because I've got some landscapes this time, including probably 5 to 7 small landscapes. And then still lifes. There's quite a few with bougainvillea from Mexico, which is a very common flower down there. And still life with cups and bowls, and then some still lifes from here that tend to be darker, with darker shadows. So basically that's it.
And a person. I know you don't do that many with people.
Well, except for my daughter, and that's not going to be in the show. But this is my niece at my mother's house, and it's titled Grandmother's Apron because the girls just got into, every time they cook something, grabbing a different one of Grandma's aprons.
Jumping over to the landscapes here, that's always a favorite of your fans, I know, is the landscapes. And looking at this one, you've got wild celery in there. And
right. It's wild celery. It's going up a hillside, and it's kind of the colors as they're changing now. So it's as you're coming over a hill, so it's a little different composition. You can just see the treetops on the other side there. And this, a lot of times people comment on the, painting every grass, but actually this is a technique where you lift out the color. So I put a loose wash on of the color and very thin paint, and then I take a rag and go like this very quickly.
That's how you get those individual blades of grass.
That's how I get, yeah. So it's not tediously painted each one. Though this one, with this blue canoe, the little few highlights are actually applied with a palette knife.
And it literally,
a combination of techniques.
Literally is a blue canoe, not the Alaska State Ferry.
Oh, yes. It's a very small. And this was a surprise because I was just walking to one of my favorite places.
Down
close to Blind River, yeah. Past the rapids and came through the little slough that's on the outer part and walked to this, and all of a sudden there was this blue canoe just kind of set picturesque in the perfect place.
These must have been done at the height of summer?
Yeah, they weren't done yesterday, no.
During those 2 or 3 sunny days that we had.
Yeah, it was sometime, I don't remember when that, was it June or July that we had summer this year?
I can't remember, it's so long ago.
Yeah, and actually this little guy, I mean, I have a few more that I don't have here. The smallest sizes are 8 by 10. This one is a plein air, I mean, I painted it on the spot. And unfortunately I forgot to take my sunglasses off at first. So the trees got a little dark, and that remembered.
I don't feel like I'm wearing sunglasses looking.
No, you don't. Okay. So, but there's something that happens when you're out there. The colors, the contrast is brighter, so it affects your colors. And this one, I called Summer Morning Memory, and I didn't have any photo reference. I just kind of painted it for my head, like a condensation of all my summer morning.
It looks a little hazy, foggy, maybe.
That's probably because it's from my memory.
Well, it can be, as we know, foggy.
Yeah,
hazy,
yeah, but you know, very early flats in the morning, and I suppose it's kind of a similar place. There's a spot out there, a wet meadow at about 21 mile that the stream goes through. But in actuality, it might not be any one particular place.